Toby Keith on a Wednesday afternoon. Story here from NBC News. For the third week in a row, Taylor Swift has been the focus of a football podcast. Before the start of the NFL season kicks off on Thursday, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce took time to discuss his now fiance on New Heights, the podcast he does with his brother Jason. Quoting here from Travis on today's episode, "It's been really fun telling everybody who I'm going to be spending the rest of my life with." In what Jason Kelce called the Instagram post heard round the world,
yeah,
everybody knows the couple announced their two-year love story had culminated in an engagement on August 26th. Quoting here from Travis, "I still get giddy. Exciting times. It's still fresh."
Love it.
I do too.
Me too.
Now I'm confused why that's a headline. It would be more of a headline if he wasn't giddy.
No, because I think it's the first time they've sat down to kind of talk since the whole thing exploded.
How do you feel about it, Will?
I'm very happy for them. But if I hear it referred to or compared to a royal wedding one more time.
Well, we don't get one of those here. We don't ever have one of those
here. We don't want one here.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
It is a royal wedding.
You really think so?
Oh, yeah. This is.
It's as big as we're going to get.
At least for Chiefs Kingdom and Taylor Swift fans. Now, if you're not a Chiefs fan or a Taylor Swift fan, it's the worst possible thing that's ever happened to you.
Are we still dodging limes this afternoon?
No. If you heard, you were too busy looking at birds. Busby said the hail threat, the lime-sized hail threat, is much more to the south now than it is for Kansas City.
If you guys missed it earlier, growing up and honing our craft in this business, Scott, we used to always refer to hail as marble-sized or pea-sized.
It was usually, yeah.
Every once in a while, you'd get the rare ping pong ball or golf ball, very rarely baseball. Mm-hmm. The Kansas City Star today posted a warning that some people in our area could experience lime.
Lime. Very specific.
Not avocado.
Very specific fruit.
Not plum.
Mm-mm.
We've moved on to hand fruit.
Well, we had. But it looks like that threat is more to the south now. So if there are any limes falling out of the sky, it'll be to the south. Okay. A shipment of fake Labubu dolls that would be worth more than $500,000 if the items were genuine was intercepted last week at Seattle's airport. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers assigned to inspect air cargo at Seattle Tacoma International seized 11,134 dolls.
Okay.
With a suggested retail price value of $513,000. The dolls were seized on August 26th, the same day that Taylor and Travis announced their engagement.
I'm sure if you're in law enforcement, this was your Super Bowl. This was what you have. It's why you went to the academy, really.
Mm-hmm. To intercept fake Labubu dolls?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a hot market right now.
When did these things become a thing?
The dumbest thing I have ever seen or heard in my entire life, and I grew up with Cabbage Patch dolls. Also dumb.
Hazard. They're a safety hazard?
The fake ones, yeah. There was a story about it, I think, a week and a half ago where they said that the fake ones, the plastic faces, are known to pop off and become a choking hazard for children.
Okay.
And to answer your question on when they became a thing, I first heard about them about 2 months ago, and it was from somebody who said that they had been dealing with them for a couple of months already at that point because their boss at their job was so obsessed with them. They had to implement them into their work
it's
daily.
It's easy for us to roll our eyes, and I do, because I do think it's stupid. But when you look back at some of the toys that were popular when we were growing up, you can't explain it. Like
dolls
born in a cabbage patch that have their butt signed by the founder.
And there was a signature on their butts?
Xavier Roberts.
Do I look like somebody?
I'm just telling you, like, as much as I want to make fun of this, when you look at some of the toys we had growing up, we had some head scratchers.
But what did you spend on your Cabbage Patch doll?
Well, I bought diapers, Sam. We bought diapers for those dolls, and I'm not even mildly kidding.
How many did you have?
I started with one, and then my family grew. Scott, why do you ask?
I'm just curious, and how to what level did the family grow?
Well, I had Stacey Aprilette. And then I had Preston Edwards, and then I had Marlon Freddy.
Now, were these the names that the company gave them, or are these names that you gave
your Cabbage Patch dolls? Those were the names that the company – it came with a birth certificate. The babies did.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I had a little satchel, if you will, that I carried them in.
A handbag.
Yes. I had clothing for them. I mean, it
did you change them?
We did. I love that new diaper smell. Preemie diaper sales went through the roof during that whole Cabbage Patch craze.
And
because people
you...
would go out and buy diapers for those dolls.
Your family was not made of money at the time.
No, I got one. I think my parents saved up and saved up and saved up. And I think my dad shoved down a little old lady at North Topeka Kmart to get to that thing. I mean, you remember at Christmas time.
Blue Light Special?
People were, they never Blue Light Special Mm-mm. Cabbage Patch dolls. Mm-mm. You had to know when they were coming in. You had to get in line.
And how did one know when it was time to change your Cabbage Patch doll's diaper?
I don't know, Scott. I don't. We care. We
did
took
they
those
fake
dolls
soil themselves
everywhere.
Great point from the text line. And I wasn't alive at the time, so maybe this is true. And I don't know. Adults weren't obsessed with Cabbage Patch dolls.
Great.
Like Labubus.
Point.
Adults are obsessed. There are so many adults obsessed with Labubus, as I just mentioned. I have a friend who has to implement them into her work because her boss is so obsessed with them.
Yeah, I'd be finding a new job.
She goes to work, and on every desk, there's a Labubu.
Well, if they're so valuable, why are people leaving them laying around? How much are they? If you just found one, not on the secondary market, how much are they just to go buy?
I think like $60.
$60?
But they do that limited release thing, right? So, we're going to release 50 of this color. Well, if you want that hyper-rare color, you're going to have to pay.
At least with American Girl dolls, which was much later, and my daughters enjoyed those, there was some historic fact about the doll. Some of them were from certain eras of American history. There was some redeemable something about it in a way that you couldn't really say with Cabbage Patch dolls or whatever these things are.
You know, I'm actually lucky that neither one of my daughters got into this I've got to have this certain toy craze or doll craze. Well, what's the doll at the mall that you make yourself?
Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear. Thank you.
I had a Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. Amaya kind of mildly got into Build-A-Bears. She made like two.
They're expensive.
I don't even remember my Build-A-Bear's name.
By the way, there is a name for fake Labubus.
Lafufus?
They're called Lafufus.
Oh, my gosh.
That is correct, Sam.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. They are called Lafufus. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The characters, by the way, from Labubu and the story are the brainchild of Hong Kong artist and author Kasing Long. They came out in 2019, apparently.
Ooh, you can get a blind box for like $20. So that's like a mystery box. You don't know what color Labubu you're getting.
But you do get one inside
of
it?
You do get a Labubu.
Remember, Scott, people, and to this day, my mom will say, I've got that storage unit and I've got some Beanie Babies in there. And I think one of those might be worth something. No, they're not. No, they're not. The tags are not on them. Your grandkids all slobbered all over them. Nothing
is new in the box. If you use a toy, it is of no value.
Correct.
I have a handful of Star Wars action figures left. Some of them are in great condition. They're worth almost nothing.
Remember Lincoln Logs?
Yes, of course.
God, I love Lincoln Logs.
Yes, I do. And Legos, for those of you who think Legos have great value, they have great value if they're still sealed in a box. If you built a warship out of it,
yeah,
it's not worth much.
Which, by the way, those new Lego sets are insane.